Welcome to the Fit and Faith Podcast. FIT is an acronym representing founders, innovators, and trailblazers who are looking to live a life wholly, fully, authentically, and truly fit. A space for us to connect on the raw, real stories of mind, body, and soul alignment of entrepreneurs and kingdom leaders. I'm your host, Tamara Andress, and this podcast isn't like the cookie cutter interview experience. I've been coined the entrepreneurial rabbi, and so we do go there, unscripted. No matter how far, wide, deep, or high the there is, my desire is to see people rise from the inside out into their greatest calling by sharing their truest stories, talents, and tips. As a purpose activator and brand builder, I believe our successes and failures are derived from who and whose we are, not what we do. But strategy and vision are equally as important to the mission. So let's cut to the chase together and get fit in faith. All right, podcasting has completely changed my business. Actually, it was the foundational piece to my business 3 years ago, and that correlated to my membership has just allowed my life, my energy, my connections, my partnerships, my trajectory to completely change, but also emerge and evolve into something I couldn't have possibly imagined. And so today I am going to teach you the 10 ways that podcasting, also known in our neck of the woods as vodcasting, because we do it in video format, has completely changed my business and it can change yours too. Are you ready? Number one, it became about the people. So instead of focusing on people in the client to client or customer or community base, it became about the person I was actually just sitting with right there in front of my face. The first year that we did the video podcasting, everyone was in house. So they had to come to my office. I had a couple people come from out of state, but most otherwise, everyone was right here local. And I think that that is a component of number one that is missed often, is that local community base and growing that vibe right here in Virginia Beach, Virginia, that now has gone global. So about the people, love that part. Number two, in addition to the people, it really filled my love bucket. If you know anything about Gary Chapman's five love languages, one of them is quality time. And that is the way that I love to be loved and love to spend love with other people, love and time. And so that quality time is totally filled, consumed an hour and 20 minutes. And when I was doing it in person, obviously there was the before chanter and the after experience. And now even having it virtually, we do the same thing. And so praying together and just being present in the same room, you can feel each other's energy. And now virtually, the component of that is just beautiful because it's expanded our reach and continued to leave me in a place better than how that person has found me. Number three, pursuit of relationships and partnerships, again, over clients or customer acquisition. And business, we know you have to have clients and customers, you have to have money coming in order for there to be a flourishing point. But for a year and a half, that was not my case. I was building based on a place of not needing greed to be the forefront, because that had been something that was a part of my testimony in my past. And so instead of focusing on the dollar signs, I just wanted to focus on the heart. I wanted to focus on the mission. I wanted to focus on the purpose. And so that's what I did. And I really, really encourage you to do the same. If you can do a podcast or a vodcast on the side of your current hustle, your current hard work, your current 9 to 5, this is the way that's going to set the foundation for you to really thrive when you become a full-on entrepreneur, which you know I'm a proponent of. But even if not, if you have a hobby, a passion, podcasting is an amazing way to grow that and to get exposure in it and potentially become known speaking and serving in that unique way. Number four, consistently learning and evaluating the current state of affairs of my life. So I was always evaluating and learning from the past, right? Which we always do. And then being able to talk about it from a place of wisdom. But we're currently going through things, right? All the time. Or we're currently being fed new information. And so this time frame, an hour with someone, gave me time to dissect not only their passion points, but their understandings and stream of consciousness when it came to large concepts. Movers, shakers, dreamers, entrepreneurs, their messy comeback stories. That's what the Fit and Faith podcast is all about. And so it's been really amazing to just kind of like weave through their own cobwebs, go into backstories, but also vision cast with people. And so I really have loved that piece of just consistently learning, consistently growing my mind, and being able to propel that and activate it in my life thereafter. I say a lot of times on my podcast that I live in a place of conviction to be able to have that time with someone and to be listening enough, which is another number on here I'll tell you soon. listening enough to feel a sense of the Holy Spirit in that time frame to say, yeah, this is an area you could get better at. Yeah, this is an area I'd like to see you thrive into. Yeah, this is an area that I want to see you let go or step into. And so, again, such valuable quality time. Number five, global expansion. Okay, I went from local and then to global, right? So local to national to global, there is a stream, there is a process by which that happened. However, it's amazing to see via the maps from Podbean, which is the host that we use for our podcast, you can see where people are listening to you. I mean, you've got people all over the world, which is such a gift. It's so amazing to see when someone's listening in Indonesia or somebody's listening in UK or somebody's listening in Canada, which is where a big part of listenership is for me now, even in Mexico, because my family is there and they tell people about it. And so it's just an amazing way to connect, not just here, but on a global scale. It also has turned clients into a global experience. 18 months into my podcasting career, I had somebody call me I'd never met before. She was never in any of my systems. I didn't have her email address. She wasn't on social media. I had no idea who she was. We scheduled a call, and I like to do a little bit of backstory, fact finding before I talk with someone, but couldn't find her on the internet. Which is very rare these days. I didn't look on LinkedIn, which I probably should have done because that's where she was from the corporate world. But anyway, she not only became a client, she became a very fast friend. She also traveled to Mexico to meet me for my retreat. So to know that your investment into the community by consistency, which is a huge part of podcasting and not something I'm talking about on how it changed my business plan, but it was a goal that I set for myself. It was a commitment to myself out the gate that we were going to do this thing for 1 year, for one day every week of the year. So I was going to show up 52 times, and I did. And now we're 100 and something episodes into it because it's been consistent for the last two, now going into half years, and it's a gift. So consistency is a part of it, but not on this list. So number six, I've become a better public speaker. I become more confident in my listening skills as well, because speaking has never really been something I've shied away from. I've had a mic in my hand or been on a stage since I was really little. But it still helps you curate your language. It helps you prepare what is about to come out of your mouth on a more consistent and beautiful and eloquent way. It's just like reading. When you read, your vocabulary expands. When you speak, your ability expands. But also that critical piece of listenership. And so just truly tuning into people, not just in that in-person experience, but virtually listening to their emotions based on their body language. Here I am like talking and joyful, but that's not always the case. Our podcast also has tears. Our podcast has moments of uprise of many different emotions. And so it's been really cool to lean into that. And then also knowing that from that, it's landed me many speaking opportunities, not only on other podcasts, but on stages. And I want to lean into that even more because live show is something that I'm really passionate about. So critical vodcasting. So if you are looking to vodcast, we actually have an Amplify Your Voice two-part series. So either you can join in for the e-course, which is just at your own speed. You could probably get it done in a week and actually activate. We also do in-person training. So we fly to you, come to you, and do full team downloads, whether it's a corporate strategy. We've done it for full real estate firms where everybody individually and the real estate firm as a whole were creating their own podcast. And then we do it one-on-one as well. And then we also bring people into our house and let you guys use all of our equipment if you haven't yet set that up. So you leave by the end of day two. We do a two-day training together with a full podcast ready to go to launch. So whatever meets you, whatever you need, let me know. But the reason I say that is to really lean into number seven. And seven is this concept of always growing. I am a recovering perfectionist that knows that perfection is not possible. One of the first books that really led me on this journey of discovery, not just in perfectionism, but in self-development, was the book Present Over Perfect. And I felt like I wrote it for myself, even though I had yet to ever process those words or conversations. But podcasting, I mean, I have mics all around me and lights and the Rodecaster and the computer. There's a lot of tech that goes into it. And often that's the reason that people stop and they don't actually do it. But what I encourage you to do is to lean in imperfectly, show up with the message, with the voice, with the heartbeat, and it will evolve piece by piece. God gives you the puzzles that you need and you're able to connect and grow this beautiful vision. And it's okay if you start with 2 minutes, if you start with 5 minutes, if you can't keep it to 5 minutes and you go to 9 minutes, you go to 10 minutes, right? That's where we are right now. So thank you for staying tuned. So number eight is getting ahead of the curve. And this is really important. And you might feel like everyone and their brother and their sister have a podcast, but there's actually only 3 million podcasters and there's billions of people in the world. You know that 3 million people follow one person on social media. And so for you to be able to get infiltrated into that community very early is going to allow you to be ahead of the curve in so many different ways. If you follow any podcasters, vodcasters, even YouTubers, you know that video is viral. And so Joe Rogan just got bought out. He's the number one podcaster in the world. And his podcast, if you're thinking about time and how you're supposed to do that, is 3 hours long. So there's really no time limit and there's no time cap, but there are strategies and tactics for how much is too much and how little is too little and what people like to listen to really engage with you. But he got bought out by Spotify for video podcasting, meaning that all podcasts are going to go in that direction. And I'm really grateful that we launched our podcast 3 years ago. So if you need training in that area, you know where to find me. It's been a huge part of the growth of our business plan. All right, number nine is to clarify your vision and purpose. And I don't mean that in like, in order to start your business, you must clarify. No, that's not what I mean. I mean that you do it in the process, right? That you show up in what your clarity is today. Maybe it's really muddied and all you know is that you have this call to share. Well, maybe you just start sharing one thing at a time and you start getting feedback from your community and you start getting likes and reviews and subscribes and people start DMing you and saying, oh my gosh, it really touched me when you talked about this. I really relate to you in this way. I really think this message would be really cool. Oh, I had a different perspective in this. What about this? Of course, if you're the only person speaking on your podcast, which many people are, it doesn't allow for expansion in content unless you're continuing to expand, right? So that's one of the reasons that we did ours as interviews. One, because I love people, and two, because I wanted to dissect with people. I wanted to understand, but I wanted to never lose content. And when you use an interview format, you never lose content because you never lose people. So that's number nine, allow the process to clarify your vision and purpose by showing up and doing it today imperfectly, which goes back to number seven. All right, last but certainly not least is number 10, and it's about cultivating my confidence. And I've mentioned this before, but when you show up, not only for yourself, and you say yes to your own goal, and you prove yourself that you can do it, you're proving to other people that they can too. You're also practicing from that speaking perspective, from that leadership perspective, from that always learning experience. There are so many pieces that you are stepping out in a bold way to do, and it can feel scary, but if you're not on video, it's not as scary, so don't give me that excuse. Additionally, when you are on video, it can also feel hindering, like I am not prepared today, or I'm gonna stumble, or I'm not gonna have the right words, or I don't know. There's 1,000 bajillion excuses that people give all the time, but guess what? You are being you, and that's ultimately what people wanna see. They wanna connect with a human being, not a bobblehead that knows all the words or all the things all the time, okay? So be imperfect, show up today, and step into your confidence based on practice. That is what I have for you, the top 10 reasons that podcasting has truly expanded my business, and I hope that it expands yours too. As I mentioned earlier, this is something that me and my team love to do. We help with the branding of the podcast. We help with curating your intro and the copyright for your full pilot. We also help to actually record it and get you set up so that it's on all the streaming platforms. Any and all of the above. We help you with the format. We help you with the timing. We help you with cultivating all the email flows, how to get people signed up for it, how to get people listening to it. If you are interested, you know where to find us, and we look forward to connecting with you. Thanks. See you guys. I still find it wild to say out loud that I'm a 2-time best-selling author and have 3 published books and more to come in the next year. Feels surreal and yet exactly where I thought I'd be. When I started this podcasting journey, Fit and Faith was a way to share my story, but I knew it had to be documented differently. In the process of my writing the entire story, I shared just one aspect in a women's devotional book called She Writes for Him, Stories of Resilient Faith. I talked about my shame story And the testimonies that came from that one chapter was the affirmation I needed to keep pursuing the whole story. The Bear All book that released last fall called Always Becoming: Sex, Shame, and Love. Gracie, I know. And not what you think you probably hear on a Christian podcast, but y'all, we have to start talking about the real things, the real conversations. It's no different than this podcast where we talk about the real things. It's the deep stuff, it's the true stuff that matters. And while talking about business is awesome, and what I show up to do on a daily as a kingdom entrepreneur and business coach, it's only a fraction of the story. My second bestseller was released right after this personal development book as a business resource. It's called The Female Entrepreneur's Playbook and features 20 plus women gifting you their blueprints. All three of these books make up the most perfect bundle for the fellow female faith-driven world changer. That's you, I bet. So you can go to my site right now and get signed copies of all three. TamaraAndress.com. Yes, make sure you spell Tamara right. T-A-M-R-A. It's boring and exciting all at the same time because I stand out. TamaraAndress.com. Click on the book and get yours today. Three, all in one bundle. It's going to change your life because, well, it is mine. So let's be world changers together. Hey y'all, it's me again. Before you go, let's solidify the flame that was ignited within you today by sharing the spark with your own community. Whether it's mentally, physically, emotionally, relationally, or spiritually, I would love for you to take the step right now by declaring your takeaway. Snap a pic of the episode and share it on your stories or posts, and you can tag me and the guest, and we will surely feature you on our Instas. Hey, you might even unlock a new accountability buddy in me or them. We're totally in this together, and we appreciate the extra step taken. I would be so grateful if you even took the extra step. Come on, give me that extra sauce and leave a review on iTunes for the podcast listening app that is of your choice. I'm going to be featuring your thoughts, in fact, and it's going to be so fun in upcoming episodes. So you'll not only hear your name on the show, but maybe even your passion project or whatever big shout out you want me to make. So please, as a fellow writer, leave some words that I can attest to, and I can't wait to read what you have to say. Thanks again for being a loyal listener, and I hope to meet you in person soon at one of the events that we are speaking at or hosting. And I say we because the Fit and Fake team could not do this without you. Until next time, blessings over your joy, health, wealth, and wholeness. This is the Fit and Faith Way.